have solved our first crisis with the help of Don Shaw. Hello there. I'm Dale Kemp. No, I'm Don. I'm Phil Parr, and welcome to this was supposed to be the Blind Handyman, Dale. Did you know that? And we screwed up.
we started off with a bang, using the wrong theme,
and so you hear it there in the background. So we. With me, we have, let me introduce Don Shaw is with us. Donald, how are you, sir?
Yeah, ready to do some cooking in the dark today.
It's time. Tom Houston has graced us with his presence.
All right.
Tom is sitting in the creator's chair today.
Yeah, but it feels so good. It fits me well, too.
It does fit you well.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a natural thing.
It's kind of shape for me.
Do we have pictures? Someone with pictures. And long distance on the telephone with us from Houston, Texas, Dale Campbell, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Dale.
All right. How's everybody doing? Happy holidays, fellas.
Man, if it's any better, I wouldn't know how to act.
I hear you.
Everything's wonderful. I guess this
cooking, it'll be enjoyable to get in the kitchen a little bit. I have been working my tail off with Blind Mice Mart.
Really? They're sending out Christmas things?
We have been busier than heck selling those bra T-shirts. We now have a membership of about 36 nationwide.
In
South Dakota, Florida, Canada is even represented. So.
You're talking about in the Riflemen's Association?
Yeah, the Blind Riflemen's Association.
Blah. Yeah, well, that's good.
Everybody get your bra on.
Blind Riflemen's Association. Well,
we've got a new motto for the Blind Rifle Association. It's we've got plenty of bullets, but we keep running out of volunteers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon that would probably be true. But anyway, I wear mine proudly to the club once in a while. And what is that?
What was that?
That is me, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this driving a new headset, and we're having a little.
Is this a bad phone? You got a new phone or what?
Same old phone, new headset.
New headset.
Yeah, the other headset got ran over.
Oh.
By the old rolling chair up in the office accidentally, so we're piecing him back together.
Well,
what a handyman project there.
A little duct tape, and I think we'll be good to go.
You can probably find one of those at Blind Mice Mart. Don't they sell? I guess not. Huh?
Not yet. But
only product we found you don't sell.
That's about
right?
It.
We're trying it. Well, that, and we found out we don't sell Labrador dogs on coffee cups either. But
no, we don't have that. What the heck?
I tell you, speaking of new products, we do have some exciting news. We're going to be having the new talking pill bottles that Boop introduced us to.
Really?
We're going to be carrying those on Blind Mice Mart.
Uh-huh.
A little device that basically you can program or record in what the pill is, the dosage, and all that good stuff.
Really?
So we made great strides in doing that. We also have a new cooking thermometer.
You mean other than the one I have?
Other than the one you have.
Really?
And guess how much it is?
No, $35.
You're right on the money.
Isn't that what you said?
$35.
$35.
I was listening when we did the show last time.
Yeah, I was listening. I try to pay attention occasionally. So $35. How about the scale? Did we get that?
The scale we are working on. The scale is coming. I've just simply got to submit some paperwork to them.
Okay.
We have a new talking bathroom scale that has a capacity of 440 pounds for about $50.
Now, but you have there's one that has a less capacity, isn't there?
Yeah, there is one with less capacity, and I think it has a 300-pound capacity.
Yeah.
And I believe the price difference is only going to be about $5.
So you might as well go with the biggie.
Might as well go with the biggie.
One thing that I've noticed, a lot of people that have guide dogs like to try to weigh their guide dogs, and the way they do it is they get on the scale, weigh themselves, step off, pick their dog up, and and weigh themselves with the dog.
With the guide dog.
And of course, with a dog like mine, Kelsey.
I was going to say.
Yeah, that would add an extra 100 pounds or so, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You got to raise him on up there,
You wouldn't want to be picking Kelsey up too often.
No, not at all.
Or something.
I know I'm going to be talking bad. He'll hear me and run me into something here.
That's right. We're going to have to turn the air conditioner on, I think. You know, it's hot in here.
Woo, we'll take some heat. Went out, y'all.
Your heater went out?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
After moving to your new place.
Uh-huh.
Man.
What a deal.
Getting on that blind handyman subject, home warranties, don't buy them. They're a ripoff.
Yep.
They don't cover a thing.
I've heard that. They can be.
In fact, one heating and air and a cooling place I was talking to, they said they used to work for them, and they discontinued working for them because they were getting a bad name. They didn't cover anything.
Yeah.
And so anyway, don't spend the money.
So, in other words, you bought one and they won't cover your heater, is what you're saying.
No, exactly. They said it was, now, of course, it worked fine when the home inspector came through and inspected. Everything worked great. And what had happened,
naturally,
the heat exchanger split. And they're saying that it wasn't because of normal use. It was split already. And I'm like, you know, anyway, it's a joke.
The heat exchanger,
we won't get on that song and dance.
The heat exchanger split. Like, the heat exchanger is the plenum that the air goes through, or what?
Right. Basically, it's where the main heating unit is at. The air goes through it and, you know, heats it up. The old year units used to always, a lot of them were two-piece construction. Now they're made out of rolled steel, so it's a one-piece construction, so that won't happen.
Well,
once
that
heat exchanger splits, the unit's done. And, of course, our unit is it's fairly old, and it can't be, the exchanger itself can't be replaced. The whole unit's got to be replaced.
I'll be done.
So we've got that song, and that's our Christmas present this year.
That's your Christmas present this year.
It'll be coming Thursday. But hey, we're going to be doing a ham today, y'all.
All right.
Pretty simple, easy little recipe. It's a 5-pound boneless ham. Picked it up at the grocery store. They also have like a 2-pound, you know, or 2.5-pound. Basically, it's one of these boneless ones cut in half.
Uh-huh.
And the first step you want to do is when you pick it up at the grocery store, get a little aluminum roasting pan to go with it. They're inexpensive. The ham will fit in there just nice and neat. And you want to pop it in your oven. Of course, take the wrapper and all that stuff off. But preheated oven at about 450 degrees for about 30 minutes. Basically, what you want to do is just kind of brown and crisp up the ham a little bit. And I've already done that, taken it out, and we've got it sitting here on the stove. Because we are central time here. We're on regular time now. We're not an hour ahead anymore.
That's good. Glad to hear that.
It's been one of those dang days, I tell you.
Glad to hear that.
But I stuck the cooking thermometer into it, so let me push the button and let y'all hear it.
All right. 107.4?
107.4.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it again here.
107.2 degrees Fahrenheit.
All right.
Man, the voice is good.
The voice is wonderful.
Unit, it's so simple to operate. It's got a left hand. It's got a little toggle button on the front of it. You push the left side, it turns it on. Push the right side, and it'll announce the temperature. It's got a range of -4 to 243 degrees Fahrenheit.
That'd be the thing to have, wouldn't it?
It is a great little unit. I mean, if you're smoking anything, cooking anything, when I talk to them, I ask them, hey, how about making us a fry thermometer, too? Something that'll go a little higher, and they're contemplating that. But basically with this recipe, once we get the ham to this point, what we want to do is we want to mix up a cup and a half of apple cider. Let me find my measuring cup here.
And it sounds like Dale is
in the process of mixing some stuff up for the second half of the show.
Yeah.
Which will maybe run, depending on the market, before or after this one.
Well, I hope you started your watch.
I did.
Because if you didn't, we're in big trouble. I didn't.
We're doing good. I'm rolling here. It sounds like Dale's in the middle of a thunderstorm, doesn't it?
It does.
That roaring.
Really?
Man,
you're
going
to have
intense.
To buy a new phone. That's just it, man.
Huh. Well, you know what?
Find my smart and get yourself a new phone.
Take a break for a second.
Huh?
You want to take a break for a second? Let me change headset.
We can do that. I don't think it's a headset. I think it's the phone. But why don't we do that? We're cooking a ham, and I don't know what else.
We're going to be doing a ham. We're going to be doing microwave red potatoes.
Okay.
And then we're also going to do a. That is sounding bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
That ain't better.
That's not going to be better. Let's change phones. Take a break Dale makes a little telephone change, and we'll be back in just a minute with more of whatever this show is. This would be
Blind Like Me.
Blind Handyman, or what is this? Blind Like Me. I have no idea. You want to run the board here?
See,
why don't I just go and sit in the corner and you come in and take over? Of the Blind Handyman show is blind people have as many plumbing problems and household repairs to do as sighted people do, and we can't do them exactly the same way sighted people do. So we need some input from other blind people to find out how they do household repairs. So we formed this, Blind Handyman, and we got a list going. And as far as blind like me is concerned, we want to use it as an educational tool. As I remember being a young adult, a young person, and thinking, well, how am I going to, I want a nice house and as kids and a good job, but how am I going to do that? And I had just had no idea. And I think the Blind Like Me show demonstrates the fact that it can be done even if you are blind. That's not a handicap. It can be done.
If you would like to be a guest on either show, or you can suggest someone as a guest, email us at blindhandyman@hotmail.com or blindlikeme@txucom.net.
Well, so far, it's been a labor of love.
Hi, my name's Donna, and for the past 5 years, I've lived up here in the cold country, Rochester, Minnesota. I'd love to move
love
to a warmer place.
Love is blind.
But, you know,
the audio magazine
you know
for
singles. Anyway, I'm around 32 years old, give or take a couple of years, and never been married. Oh, come close once or twice, but things just didn't work out.
If you'd like more information about this exciting new magazine, phone toll-free 1-877-222-0679. That's 1-877-222-0679. Or you can receive the same information as an email. Our address is loveisblind, all one word, at blindlikeme.com. That's loveisblind at blindlikeme.com.
Do what now?
Oh, it was
Tom bought a new. Tom has a new printer that'll print absolutely on the CD,
which is the future. That's the future, right
sure
there.
It's the future. But if you're blind, you wouldn't know if you'd done it, would you?
Well, that could be a bit of a problem.
Could be a bit of a problem, couldn't it? All right, let's see. Let's see how we do here, sir. Are you there?
Yeah. How is this? Any better?
Oh man, 1,000,000% better.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, much better, sir. That phone. Oh. Throw that phone away.
Yeah, I tell you, go to the. You know. Buy the cheapest stuff and you're good to go.
And you get
the expensive stuff and you get static.
Is this a cheap, is this a cheap phone?
Yeah.
It sounds 100%
Radio
better.
Shack.
Oh man, it sounds 1,000,000% better than the other. Oh man. Let me pull up some highs here. Pull up some highs and we're good to go. Okay, we got a ham. Where is it? It's back in the oven or it's where is our ham?
The ham's sitting here waiting. What we're going to do is make a little basting solution for it. And what we need for that is about 1.5 cups of apple cider, a little brown sugar.
Okay.
And then a little soy sauce.
Soy sauce?
Yeah, about a quarter cup of that.
All right.
I would not have thought of that, soy sauce with a ham.
And apple cider.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Apple cider.
I wouldn't have either, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it'll work out
really
well.
Okay.
Now, one thing I'm going to substitute here, instead of using brown sugar, I'm going to put in some honey instead. I like honey a little bit better.
Well, it's better for you, too. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's
sure. Keep the bees in business, you know?
Keep the bees in business. Yeah, that's right.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to dump this in here, putting the apple cider in.
All right.
Actually, what we're going to do is actually just make a little basting solution here.
Uh-huh.
Let me get the honey. Now, one trick when you're using honey, y'all, if you're going to be using it in a measuring cup, which I've already done, spray the measuring cup with some vegetable oil.
And it won't...
And then the honey will slip right on out.
Yeah.
I said the honey will slip right on out. There it goes.
But it's not... It doesn't seem to be
sometimes
slipping...
Sometimes it needs to be prompted a little bit.
Doesn't seem to be slipping right on out, does
to learn
it?
What it's supposed to do.
Yeah, you have to teach these things.
Let me get the soy sauce here.
Soy
now, I'm assuming this is soy sauce, y'all. My eyes were gone this morning.
We hope it's soy sauce.
And all these bottles look the same. So it's sauce or it's teriyaki. But
did you taste it?
I'm pretty sure it's soy sauce.
Did you taste it?
Yeah. Tasted like soy sauce.
And you couldn't tell it really. I guess you couldn't, could you?
Soy sauce and teriyaki to me taste pretty similar.
Yeah, real similar.
Yeah, they would, wouldn't they? Yeah.
But I do know though it's either one of those two. I know it wasn't Worcester sauce. So
okay, well it wouldn't hurt if it was.
No, you know. What's that?
What? It wouldn't hurt if it was.
No, I don't think you can go wrong with any of the ingredients we're
what's
doing here.
What's this?
Now what I've already done is I've already baked the ham at at the 450 degrees for about the 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And we pulled it out. And it's just sitting there waiting. After you pull it out, you want to turn the oven down to just about 325, 350. And after we do this solution, I'm looking for my whisk here.
All right.
There we go.
Look carefully and slowly.
Yes, we have it. I got a new crock, and when we ordered all that progressive stuff, ordered a bunch of new utensils, whisks and spatulas and all that stuff, but they're in a nice tool crock now, which is so much easier to manipulate and get around.
Whisking
this together to break down. You want to break down the viscosity of the honey a little bit to make this solution pretty thin.
Okay.
It's breaking down nice. And what I did with the ham also, before I put it in the oven earlier, I took a knife and just jabbed it into the ham, all down the length of the ham, down the top of it, just to create some little openings. Mm-hmm. So that we're going to take this mixture that we've created here and basically pour it over the top of the ham and then pop it back in there. Whoops, take out the cooking thermometer.
Hey, Dale, I have a question at this point. Talking about the basting.
Uh-huh.
How about if you had one of these cooking syringes, injectors to is it too thick, you think, to inject into the meat?
No, you could definitely do that if you wanted to.
That'd be neat, wouldn't it?
You could definitely do that. I tried to kind of circumvent that by baking it, with the holes in it where I kind of slit it. Well, I didn't really slit it. I just took the knife and just poked it in it and pulled it out.
Okay.
And then what I did was, after it baked, I turned the ham over, so the actual part that where the holes were at, or the side that I put the holes in, is now at the bottom. Now, I've just poured this over the ham, and one of the things is you want is, like you're saying, you want it in the ham itself, but you also want it to kind of coat the outside of the ham.
Uh-huh.
Because one of the steps that we're going to do towards the end of this recipe is you want to make sure you save the drippings that are going to come out of this ham.
Okay.
And you take the drippings and a little cornstarch and about another 3/4 cup of honey and heat it up in a saucepan, bring it up to a boil, and it kind of thickens into almost a sweet gravy, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will serve that on the side with your ham. So that was the point I was
making. Okay, but what you're going to do now is kind of glaze the outside of this ham.
Right.
Kind of put a little crust on it.
Yeah, and I've put this mixture now. And I put it into the ham. Of course, when you pour it onto the ham, it does run off to the sides and kind of run down on the bottom of the pan.
Well, sure.
And you want to bake it. You want to bake it for about 2 hours. What you want is the internal temperature to be about 140 degrees.
That's why you need that trusty thermometer.
Woo-hoo, you can be on the money. If not, go about 2 hours, and then we'll check it again. I'm going to set my timer to about 20 minutes, and then I'm going to go back and baste it again with a turkey baster.
Okay.
Just simply squeeze some of that stuff up in the turkey.
Yeah, suck it up in the turkey baster.
And just kind of squirt it all over the top of the ham.
Yeah.
Man, it sounds good.
It does. We're all starving up here.
No kidding.
It's pathetic.
Man.
There we go.
Chestnuts roasting.
20 minutes left. All right. Now, the next thing we're going to make, and what you want to do when you do these at home, you'll want to make them... a little bit before your ham is done. If you've got 2 hours on your ham, then you'll probably want to do them, about an hour and a half into the ham being done, or maybe a little bit after that. But this recipe is very simple. First thing you have to do is, of course, locate your potatoes.
Yeah.
Which I'm trying to remember where I stashed them.
That's the trick.
But you know you have some potatoes.
Yes, I know I have them. We bought them.
You hope they're there.
I had an assistant yesterday helping me shop that was a high school football player. And
oh, yeah?
He wasn't too pleased with, he played for Dobie, a local high school here, and they were eliminated by Katy in the state playoff championships. And Katy was eliminated by Clear Lake, my alma mater.
Yeah, I know Katy was out.
But Lake, once again, they snatched defeat out of the jaws of victory. Actually, I was quite shocked. Usually Clear Lake, we're good at the joke was about us. We were good at the country club sports, water polo and
oh, is that right?
Cross country, you know, football or basketball we were pretty decent at too. But football, nah, we weren't too good at that.
Well,
okay,
you know,
so what I'm doing is taking these red potatoes and I'm going to put them in a microwave proof bowl.
All right.
Let me wash them off here real quick. You don't want to peel them, you don't want to cut them up. Just leave them whole.
Okay.
One thing you do want to do though is definitely pierce them with a fork so they don't explode.
Because if you don't,
you could have red potato all over the inside of your microwave.
That wouldn't be swift, would it?
And that's not a good thing.
Tom, are you ready by any chance for a cold one, a cold drink?
Getting close here.
Getting close.
So, Dale, you know that we were eliminated this week in football. Lufkin lost Saturday. Did you know that?
Y'all did?
Yeah,
we lost also.
It was really funny because I'm playing a job in Katy this Friday and Saturday night, and we were thinking if Katy hadn't been eliminated, we might have to play Katy. They might cancel me, you know? They might not.
Right. You might not. Yeah. You might be the favorite son there coming in.
They might not want me there. But anyway, we're playing a little restaurant in Katy called Texas Traditions. Why don't y'all ride across town?
Friday and Saturday night?
Friday and Saturday night, sir.
Okay.
It's a good ways from where you are, but if you come around the Beltway, it's really not that far.
Yeah, I'll speak to Mama about that. What I know Saturday night we're doing a party at a little club we hang out at.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Pimp and Ho 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 Party.
Oh, really?
Everybody dresses like pimps, and of course the ladies
dress like
ladies
ho, ho,
of the
ho.
Evening. And
ho ho ho!
It's a pretty crazy evening.
It's amazing.
Now we did this party about 2 years ago, and I fell in the lake.
Did you now?
Because it's a floating, it's the Turtle Club down here. If anybody's familiar with it, it's a floating barge actually.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it's a dive, folks. But
and
it's
you,
a lot of fun.
And
you know what's going to happen out here? At the
and you
club.
Fell in the lake.
Fell in the lake. I was trying to get back to the boat, and there's a finger. Yeah, there's like a. You know, a bunch of boat slips. It's a little finger pier that runs out about a foot wide.
Oh, get out.
And I stepped down off the main dock onto what I thought was the finger pier, but I forgot you have to step around the piling. You can't just step down. So luckily, though, there wasn't another boat tied up there. I hit the water. And
okay. Did anyone else fall in the lake?
No, just me.
Just you. Just Blind Dale. See, they
just
feel one
Dale.
Other. If one
but
other guy had done it.
It wasn't because of the blindness, let me tell you. They have a drink there called a bushwhacker that'll sneak up and get you.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, all right, what I've done is I've taken the red potatoes. I've added about a quarter cup of olive oil, maybe not quite a quarter cup of olive oil to these. I've also tossed in some cloves, some garlic cloves. And if you want to, you can slice or mince your cloves. You can leave them whole. It doesn't really matter. It'll all still come out the same.
Mm, okay.
And now the next step to this meal is you take your microwave-safe bowl.
All right.
Microwave. And nuke it for about 15 or 20 minutes. Then you'll want to pull it out. The total cooking time on these is about 30 minutes, so you want to cook it for about half the time and then take them out, stir them around a little bit, and then keep on heating them. Heat
now,
them up until they're done.
You just quartered these potatoes? What did you
no,
how
I didn't
did you
even quarter them. Left them all whole.
Yeah, well, how are you going to stir them? You know, what are you talking about?
They're all in. I just kind of move them around in there.
Oh.
So you want to make sure they get evenly coated with the oil.
Okay.
So it kind of ends up actually frying them a little bit here.
Yeah, in the microwave.
In the microwave.
Yeah.
00, and away we go. There we go.
00, starting the microwave.
I've got that talking microwave.
Now that would be a hoot. Now we've got a built-in one here, but yeah, I did hear from Lisa Warner, Kitty Cat. She's on the cooking list.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And she said that talking microwave is the best thing that she's ever had.
Did it really work out?
It's a Magic Chef unit that's been kind of
blind,
you know, modified for the blind to use.
Oh yeah,
but it's a fantastic unit. It far exceeds that Gold Star that's being sold.
Yeah,
as far as the way it used, you know, use and feasibility and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, what do they get for that? You sell that on your at your site?
Yeah, we handle it. Retail on it, suggested retail is $370.
Which is not that much more than a really quality microwave.
No, but you know what? At Blind Mice, that's just too much.
Oh.
So we sell it for $340, and you know what else? We deliver it free. We'll ship it to you free.
What a deal.
What a deal.
So that's a great unit. It's a great unit.
I've been thinking. Mine is about 13 years old.
Man.
Right. And it's an above the stove model. This one isn't. Probably sits on the counter, right?
Yeah, this is a one that sits on the counter.
It's a freestanding one. Well, that's going to be the only problem because I don't have much room, as in my kitchen. And I need I need an above the stove one.
See, and that's I would love to have one too. Ours is built in over the top of the stove here too. So, I don't have counter space in my kitchen for it either.
Yeah.
But if you do have a countertop unit, and, you know, sometimes you just need to splurge, and, you know, we deserve to have some nice stuff every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got no problem getting it. It just that I don't know where I'll put it. You know?
Right. You have to put it out there in the sound room.
Put it out
here. Get your little compact refrigerator and a microwave out there, and, Lou never see you in the house.
Well, I've got a fridge, you know. And there's a fridge in the shop.
And a bar. And,
wet bar.
The whole thing, man.
Hot water, so...
Man, you were good to go right there.
No, I'm staying. They're not running me off. Not this time. Surely I've got sense enough not to screw this one up, don't I?
That's the question. That's the magic question. Time alone will tell.
All right, Houston.
Yes, sir.
You haven't said a word. Tom hadn't said a word in a week.
Time to speak up.
Well, I'm just sitting here and listening and learning.
All this good food.
I don't know how to cook a ham here when Dale gets through.
All right.
Well. Yeah, now, you know, I mean, there was another that, I remember a few shows way back we did that Coca-Cola Crock-Pot ham.
Yeah.
And I tell you, that's still one of our favorites, too.
That sounded really good.
You take that ham, slice it in half if it's a big 5-pound dude, and, you know, you want to make sure it then gets in that crock pot. I use a 6-quart crock pot, but then you just fill up the crock pot about halfway up the ham with Coke and turn it on. Go for about 6 hours on low. That comes out delicious.
And those are the only two ingredients, the ham and the Coke?
The ham and the Coke. That's
man,
it.
The Coca-Cola and the ham.
Coke
what
it actually takes the ham, and it actually, like, takes some of the salt out of it, the salty taste of the pork.
Yeah.
And it really tenderizes it. I mean, a good nice, you know, I mean, we've all done that experiment. We know what Coke does to teeth and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We know what it does to battery terminals. We've all been there.
Clean those dudes right up.
Oh, man, yeah.
Okay,
I knew a guy.
We're going to make while this other stuff's going here. Let me see, how much time do we have before we have to baste?
Wait a minute, Tom had this story he's fixing.
I just was going to say I knew a guy that would cook pinto beans and pour Coke in them. And a truck driver, old Bill Harris. I remember him well when I was living in Houston.
Yeah.
And he would cook his pinto beans with Coca-Cola.
With Coke. Coca-Cola.
Wow.
What a deal.
And it tasted
okay. It would work.
Yeah.
You know? Henry and I received a recipe from a guy that does a Dr. Pepper brisket.
Oh,
and
man.
And they like, cook the brisket. I forget how you do it. You bake the brisket, and in the last... I'll have to look that up. Maybe we'll do that on the show sometime.
Sunday, we use jalapenos pretty liberally here, and I always save the juice. So Sunday, I bought a little 6-pound roast. I put it in a little metal aluminum baking dish, poured this jalapeno juice over it, letting the seeds and stuff lay on top in the pulp, put foil around it tightly, put it in the oven for 4 hours, and it was delicious.
Woohoo!
Jalapeno juice.
Sounds good.
It gave it a wonderful flavor. It wasn't real hot. It was just flavored, jalapeno flavored.
Yeah.
See, and that's great. When you can get that taste or that flavor without a lot of the heat.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of folks don't like that heat.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, we had kids coming, so we couldn't have the heat.
Sometimes at the rodeo.
Yeah. Excuse me.
They will take the brisket, slice them open, you know, just cut like a pocket in them.
Yeah.
Then they take apricot preserves and jalapenos, sliced jalapenos, mix all that up in a big batch and just stuff it in that thing.
Really?
You know, basically sew it shut and smoke it.
I'll have to try that. That sounds
good. Yeah, to me that sounds like a winner.
Jalapenos and what kind of preserves?
Apricot.
Hmm. What a combination.
Yeah, now that's something I never would have put together.
I wouldn't either.
But until I saw my mom make those meatball things one time, I never knew you put grape jelly in with them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting combination.
Hey, they come out good.
Have you tried the drunk chicken yet, Dale?
No.
Where you put the half beer up in the cavity of the chicken?
No, but you know, now, whenever I do the... whenever I do my turkeys, when I smoke my turkeys,
mm-hmm.
I do that.
Yeah.
I put a beer up them.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. Usually starts out a beer, ends up about a half a beer by the time
yeah.
I yeah. get to it. That was one thing we were talking about on the cooking list, cooking with beer. And, yeah, you got to make sure the beer is cold. You don't have to, but
yeah.
it sure does make drinking it a lot easier when you're the cook.
It yeah. sure does.
I guess it's true.
Okay, we're going to do for... Now, if anybody is looking for a last-minute Christmas gift to give somebody, give their mailman, give a friend, a coworker, something like that.
Yep.
How about a nice banana nut bread?
Well, yeah.
Sounds
quick,
good.
Simple and easy. If you think about you're wanting to make this, or if you got some bananas that are getting pretty close to being bad or old or out, one thing you can do if bananas are turning bad, let me throw this in, and you know they're starting to get soft, just put them in the freezer. Freeze them.
Really?
And keep them for this in case you are making a banana nut bread or something.
I never thought of that.
What you want to do is you want to take three bananas, and the more ripe they are, the more brown and nasty they're looking, probably the sweeter they're going to be. So you want to take three bananas and mash them to that, and just use a potato masher. That's what I use. To that, you want to add a half a cup of sugar and 1.5 cups of flour. And as I say that, I'm over here looking for, we need a half a cup of butter, which half a cup of butter, everybody, is?
A stick. A stick of butter. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Throw that in. And then to that, also then we want to add some baking powder, about a half a teaspoon. I'm sorry, half a teaspoon. Teaspoons and tablespoons. I get them all mixed up here.
Uh-oh. Now, what was that?
Whoa.
What is
that? Is you'll have to excuse us for a second.
You have another call?
The Blind My Smart Hotline.
Oh man! Well, we'll take
Isn't
a break.
Isn't that wild? That is weird, man. I've never noticed that.
All right. Well, go talk to him. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Break time.
Well, it ended on a little Christmas song. Listen, why don't we do this? You go ahead and take over the board here, and I'll just go ahead. I'll move over in the other chair, and then we'll. Of the Blind Handyman Show is blind people have as many plumbing problems and household repairs to do as sighted people do, but we can't do them exactly the same way sighted people do, so we need some input from other blind people to find out how they do household repairs, and so we formed this Blind Handyman, and we got a list going. And as far as blind like me is concerned, we want to use it as an educational tool. As I remember being a young adult, a young person, and thinking, well, how am I going to, I want a nice house and as kids and a good job, but how am I going to do that? And I had just had no idea. And I think the Blind Like Me Show demonstrates the fact that it can be done even if you are blind. That's not a handicap. It can be done.
If you would like to be a guest on either show, or you can suggest someone as a guest, email us at blindhandyman@hotmail.com or blindlikeme@txucom.net.
Well, so far, it's been a labor of love.
Hi, my name's Donna, and for the past 5 years, I've lived up here in the cold country, Rochester, Minnesota. I'd love to move
love
to a warmer place.
Love is blind.
But, you know,
the audio magazine for singles.
Anyway, I'm around 32 years old, give or take a couple of years, and never been married. Oh, come close once or twice, but things just didn't work out.
If you'd like more information about this exciting new magazine, phone toll-free 1-877-222-0679. That's 1-877-222-0679. Or you can receive the same information as an email. Our address is loveisblind, all one word, at blindlikeme.com. That's loveisblind at blindlikeme.com.
Well, was that a big order?
I don't know. I didn't catch it, but we sure will find out.
You sure? Because you got caller ID?
I'm sure it's...
You got caller ID on that line?
Yeah. We've got... they'll leave us a message.
Well, I thought maybe we put them on the air.
Wouldn't that be a deal?
That would be cool. I need to get that technology hooked up.
That'd be cool. Just put them on the air. Somebody call Blind Mice Margie. You just put them on the radio.
Right.
You know?
Next thing you know, hello.
That'd be all right.
How are you doing today?
Yeah,
that's right.
All right. What I'm doing here is a vanilla. All right.
Is it what?
Oh, looking for
vanilla?
The vanilla.
Vanilla.
Vanilla extract.
What are we going to do with that?
We're going to put it in here with our banana nut bread.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the banana nut bread again, y'all, is before we were so... rudely interrupted.
Yes, what?
Three bananas, and you want to mash them, and then about a cup and a half of flour, a half a cup of sugar, one stick of butter, half a cup is what that equals.
That's right.
A half a teaspoon of baking powder, one tablespoon of baking soda.
Bacon.
And about a half a teaspoon of salt.
Uh-huh.
And if I can find the eggs.
Okay.
We want to put two eggs in there, too.
All right.
Let me find. There we are. Eggies.
You're just going to break them in the...
Yeah, we'll just break them right here in top.
All right.
For the best.
Them and, there's one.
Here we go. Listen to that.
That's
good.
That was good.
That's cool. Here's a little egg chill.
Yeah.
Crunching your eggs. Are you going to whisk all this, or what are you going to do?
No, we're going to power up here.
Go do the big mixer.
It is a handyman show. We got to have some power here.
Got to
have
some
power. Yeah, I got to have some power tools going here.
Mixer.
There we go. Man, that's kind of... what's going on here? It must be this cold weather we're having. Nothing's working right.
Man, you know what I could do?
What's that?
I could queue up the other theme.
You could, yeah, for the
I'm
end.
Going to.
Yeah.
Hey, do y'all have your doors shut up there?
Good
yeah.
idea. Well,
okay.
You need some of that cold air, don't you?
No, we don't need any of that getting down here.
I saw
that on the list where you posted
some of it.
Where you posted
it. Well, you know, it's booping all them people up there north, you know. They're making us freeze.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let me get this mixed up here. And what we're going to do is, normally you would put this in like a loaf pan, like a 3x8, you know, meat loaf pan or just loaf pan.
Okay.
You spray it down with some vegetable oil or butter or something. But
yeah.
I believe it was Bob Feinberg that suggested this, to make it, to pour this into a Bundt cake pan for Christmas and make this banana nut bread kind of look like a Christmas wreath.
What a deal.
So that's what we'll be doing here in a second.
That'd be a fine idea.
Once we get her all mixed up.
Good blend there. Good mix. Got to have those power tools, Tom Houston. Got to have those on the show here, don't we?
You must.
All right. I have just successfully queued the theme on my headphones without it being on the air. Is that cool or what?
That's cool.
That is cool.
That will work.
Mm. Why could I hear it, though?
You couldn't.
Yes, I could.
All right. There we go.
Not like I'm hearing
you. Stick my finger. Now, one thing, after you get this mixed up, you want to check the consistency of it, and you want the consistency to be similar to that of, like a pancake batter.
Okay.
Oh, our buzzer's going off. Time to baste.
Time to baste.
Well, you could hear it on here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to add just a tad bit of milk.
Oh, I see why.
Not a whole lot of milk. Right. In fact, we are just going to add a couple splashes to thin down a
all
little
right.
bit. Whoops,
all
y'all
right.
there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Okay.
Hey, what a deal.
Now, I mean, I just took the gallon milk here and just kind of just poured just a little shot in there.
Okay.
Maybe not even a quarter cup, if even that. And let me mix it back up here. Now, what we're going to do, too, is you're going to add some nuts.
All right.
Of course, doesn't matter what kind. I guess it does matter.
Well, why would it matter? What difference would it make? Yeah.
And you want them, you know, broken up, cut up, crushed up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, you know, this batter is almost good enough. Just to grab a spoon and sit down in front of the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a bad
get
idea.
To it. All right. Let me find the nuts. Oops. I guess those would work, huh? A little, we could always put in some. There we go. Where am I looking for here?
I don't know. What are you looking for here?
Nuts, man. Nuts. Where are the damn nuts?
Yeah.
There we go.
Are the
nuts? Not like Jimmy Buffett. Salt. Where's the damn
Where's
salt?
The salt?
Yeah.
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 There we go. Yeah, I was finding chocolate chips. We've got the kind of got the area staged for the second half of the show here. That'll be depending on whatever little Skyler wants to make.
We haven't decided yet?
Nothing like deciding.
One thing for sure we're going to be doing is gingerbread.
Okay.
All right.
I have been told we have to do gingerbread.
She likes gingerbread.
Yeah.
That's good.
So depending on how that goes, we'll kind of determine how everything else goes.
Okay.
So, for sure we're doing gingerbread and probably make some icing, you know, to ice them with.
You're learning to do cooking in the dark, kind of like we do these shows, aren't you? Just wait till the last second and then just go for it.
I figured out a list of we've got about five or six different types of cookies to do. There's a microwave peanut butter fudge I'd like to do, and there's a pretty simple no-bake, just kind of like a drop cookie.
Okay.
That sounds pretty good. And then there's like a cream cheese cookie and sugar cookies and anyway.
I'm going for the cream cheese cookie myself. That's what I want.
Those sound pretty good,
they
too.
They do. That sounds
they sure do.
To me.
What I'm doing right now, y'all, is taking some pecans and I've got pecan halves. So I don't have a chopper. I wish I did. That would be a nice little thing. One of those little gadgets. It's about a 2-cup, 1-cup capacity.
Yep.
That you put everything in, it's got the little blade, you just pop down on the top, a little spring-loaded lever on it that chops everything up nice.
It would be handy, wouldn't it?
But I imagine this banana nut bread's not going to last long around this house. I mean, I made 3 loaves last time I made this recipe, and they were gone within a day.
Yeah, it didn't take long, did it?
No, it doesn't.
I can't believe there's a kitchen gadget you don't have, though. How come you don't have a chopper?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's unusual for you not to have.
One of those things where, I bought a rolling cutter last time, thinking it's basically like a device. It kind of fits in the palm of your hand, and it's got basically like 5 pizza wheels on it. And it's used for just rolling through stuff and chopping it all up, cutting it down. And I thought that would be really great for cutting nuts and onions and, you know, chopping stuff up. But it doesn't work too well for nuts. They kind of get stuck between the blades.
Okay.
It works great for, you know, cutting up, you know, like lettuce if you want to do that. Or we made some tortilla soup the other day for the Russians, and it came out excellent.
Tortilla soup.
We used it to cut the tortillas, you know, the flour tortillas down into strips.
That was on the list a while back, a year or so ago, wasn't it, talking about
tortilla
soup?
It was a 6-can tortilla soup. And it's just 6 cans. It's a can of corn. 2 cans of chicken broth, 1 can of chunk chicken, 1 can of black beans, and 1 can of Rotel tomatoes.
All right.
Now, I spiced it up a little bit. I added the juice from 1 can of jalapenos to it, and we threw in another can of just regular diced tomatoes, and we threw in 1 can of kidney beans.
Oh, man.
But let me tell y'all, for all you do is throw it in the pot, all those cans, just heat it until it's heated through, and walk away. You know, get your bowls and prepare to eat.
Yeah, because everything, but the tortillas, you tear them up, put them in the bottom, and pour this over.
Yeah, the tortillas, what I did with those was actually, let me spray this can down, this bun cake pan here. The tortillas I cut into strips, and then we put them, like spread them out on a baking sheet, and just put them in the oven under the broiler.
Bake them a second.
And then kind of stirred them around, got them nice and crispy.
Yep.
Dumped those in there. We had jalapenos on the side if anybody wanted those. And then we also had some cheese and stuff like that. But my neighbor is she works over here at NASA, which is just right out our back door, basically. And she teaches the astronauts Russian and the cosmonauts English. So when they're up in space at the space station, you know, they can communicate or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's no telling. I mean, we're always meeting all kinds of crazy people. And Russian is my, you know, Candace teaches English as a second language, and all her kids speak Spanish. So So she said it's really odd to see a bunch of people speaking Russian.
Well, I didn't realize it. So Candace teaches English or Spanish?
She teaches English.
To the Spanish kids?
To the Spanish, yeah. The kids that she teaches, most of them, in fact, well, all of them, Spanish is probably the predominant language that's spoken in their house.
Does she speak Spanish?
No.
No?
Some. You know, I mean, she's learned some from her students, but as far as sitting down and having a conversation in Spanish, no, she doesn't do that.
Yeah, she'd have to know some, wouldn't she?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know, cerveza and... You know, she knows when I get my face slapped.
Yeah, all the cuss words. I knew. We learned all those from Mexican kids at school. They taught us how to cuss in Spanish. You know.
Yeah, so, but anyway, it was quite interesting.
Puta.
One of the gentlemen we met is Alec is his name. And he'll be going up. They're on mission 10 right now, the Russians are, and he'll be going up on mission 13 and spending 6 months in outer space at the space station.
Man, what
a deal. I'm like, I think you need to take a Blind My Smart t-shirt with you.
Yeah,
boy, that'd be cool.
No kidding.
Yeah. Then I could have, you know, a shirt that was in outer space.
They would
put a couple, you know, take a couple Blind Handyman tapes up there too.
Maybe they'd give you some publicity if you took a. That'd be the thing to do.
That would be all right.
I got your phone. Speaking of publicity, I got the Eric. I got the phone number.
Oh, good. Good.
And I'm gonna after first year. I'm gonna wait out the first year now and call.
Yeah, that'll be a great surprise, won't it?
It will be. That'll be good.
I went and spoke at a high school here recently.
Uh-huh.
And the teacher there had contact with him, and anyway, that's who I got the information from and stuff. And I mean, within a day of me writing to him, we got a response from him.
Well, he's got a book out that he's wanting to push now, right?
Yeah.
So that's always good.
He is a heck of a good motivational speaker.
Yeah.
What I did here, y'all, when I poured this in the bundt cake pan, I took a piece of foil and put it over the middle, over the center of it, to kind of block that hole.
Yeah. That's
poured the bundt cake, poured the cake in, and now we're ready to go baking.
Yeah, you can.
What we want to do is bake this in the oven at about 350 degrees for about an hour. And I'm going to put my hands in here just to make sure that we're pretty even. I was sitting here bouncing it on the countertop, so I'll kill two birds with one stone.
Yep.
Let me find my turkey baster.
What are you going to do?
It's time for that basting, isn't it?
Oh, okay. You open the oven? Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I'll baste that ham when I'm in there. Now, that's easier said than done. There it is. All right. Learning my way around here, folks.
Learning that new kitchen.
It'll be dangerous one of these days.
Yeah, that new kitchen.
Get my kitchen grips here and... Away we go.
Yeah, you got to have those kitchen grips.
To join the cooking list, if anybody's interested, you send a blank email to cookinginthedark-subscribe at acbradio.org.
And besides all that, if any of the folks on the Cooking in the Dark list want to get really off-topic and talk about off-topic type subjects, come on over and subscribe to the Blind Like Me /subscribe@yahoogroups.com.
That's right.
And I tell you, nothing over there is off topic. Anything goes. We talk about just a little bit of everything. So,
yeah, the list is great. I mean, there is. I like old Max and all our Pennsylvania friends giving us Steeler updates.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah, man, that's all we talk about on Mondays is the Steelers. Every message is just, I'm sick of it.
Yeah. We need those Texans. They need me to be offensive coordinator.
Boy, they need something.
They need something. I can tell you that.
They need something. I'll tell you.
All right. I'm kind of sitting here basting the ham up. Man, this smells delicious, y'all.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. I bet it does.
So when I get done doing this, let me close the oven up here, and I'll run through what we're going to do, what you want to do with the drippings to this when it's done.
All right.
Put this over here.
Jingle,
what you want to do is in a saucepan, you want to take about 3/4 of a cup of honey, combine with that about a cup and a half to 2 cups of the drippings.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you just kind of heat them up and mix them together. And once you get it boiling, you want to bring it up to a boil. And then once it gets to boiling, turn it back down.
Okay.
It's kind of bubbling. And you want to stir in about a quarter cup or so of cornstarch. And based on how thick or how thin you want your gravy or your juice for this, either increase or decrease,
mm-hmm.
you know, the amount of cornstarch. Bring it back up to a boil for a couple of minutes, and then just let it cool. Take it off the heat, let it cool. Oh, I'm checking our potatoes here, and they are fabulous.
Oh, yeah,
man, I wish y'all could smell this.
They turned out really good.
Those are in the microwave, though, aren't they, the potatoes?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
They are great. I just took them out, kind of flipped them around, spun them around a little bit.
Yeah.
And
well, lunch is going to be ready when Candace gets home, isn't it?
Yeah, dinner will be. Yeah, when Skylar gets here, I'm going to have to keep her off the food.
Yeah.
Keep her from. baby, we got to get ready for cookies.
Yeah.
We don't have time to eat. Let me set these back. I'm going to go about 10 minutes on these this time.
You guys are going to have some good food tonight. Now, man.
Good food tonight.
Yeah, so that's it. That's the way we go. The banana nut breads, in fact, somebody suggested, I think it was Bob again, suggested doing just a regular nut bread recipe, basically the same recipe except eliminate the bananas, maybe add a little more milk to moisten up the recipe a little bit. I guess about a quarter to half a cup of milk instead of bananas, and then put cranberries in it. Then you bake it in the bundt pan. But before you put it in the bundt pan, put some mint leaves or something kind of around the bottom of the bundt pan in certain areas, and then pour your batter in, and it'll come out looking kind of like a Christmas wreath.
Okay.
Another suggestion he had, make it just with cranberries. Don't use the mint leaves in the bottom of the bundt pan, and when it comes out, then mix up some green icing.
Yeah.
And make like little leaves or decorate it with green icing or something, the banana nut bread or the nut bread, the cranberry nut bread.
I just never could do the cranberries at Christmas dinner. Just never.
That'll be it.
I like cranberry sauce, but cranberries by themselves I can't handle.
I'm going to do one of those for Candace to take to school, and I found some blueberries out in the freezer also.
That'll be better.
So I think I'm going to use the blueberry and cranberry to kind of give it that sweet
blueberry would be
tart
a good
taste.
Choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like you. The cranberries by themselves, they'll make you make faces. Sometimes.
They will. They're really bitter by themselves. But the cranberry sauce, they do something to it. I eat that every Thanksgiving, and it's good.
And that damn old what do they call that? Giblet gravy.
Giblet gravy.
I just can't. I just can't hang with that either. That's
Christmas. I can't either. Well, you know, when we did that Thanksgiving show a year or so ago, there I was going to make giblet gravy, and I said, I'll make the gibletless gravy.
Yeah,
I used the drippings, you know, from the turkey and that was great. And you know what I would have done this year? I didn't bake any turkeys. We smoked them.
Yeah.
But I would have. I think next time I'm going to do that, or I might just buy a chicken and bake it just to simply make to get the broth.
Uh huh.
And then freeze it. I mean, somebody suggested on the list of taking if you have some empty some old ice trays,
mm-hmm.
Putting the broth in the ice trays and then freezing them.
That
and
would
when
work.
Freeze, put them in a bag.
It would work.
And you've got cubes of broth ready to go.
Sealed in a freezer bag,
that'd
last a long
idea
time.
To have handy.
Or you could go buy some chicken broth.
You could buy a can of Campbell's.
Make more chicken broth.
It
would make more sense to me.
It'd be a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Well,
yeah.
To me, it would be.
But anyway, it's just because you know chicken broth goes, and you can make almost anything out of it. Tortilla soup.
My wife makes chicken and dumplings. Excellent chicken and dumplings.
Oh yeah, I like that.
Oh man.
Now, does she make the dumplings herself, or does she like buy them or make them out of biscuits?
We've done several things. We've used tortillas.
Ooh.
We've used biscuits, but normally she just kind of rolls them out herself, drops dumplings herself.
Right
before the meal. I mean, that's one of her deals. And put a lot of black pepper on them and chicken broth. Oh man, they're wonderful.
Right.
But we've used.
I'll be coming to your house. You're making me hungry now.
We used tortillas one year. I don't know why she did, and they were pretty good. I didn't think they would be, but they were. You know, they were surprisingly good.
Talking about soup, Phil Parr.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember a couple of years ago when we used to buy the Bear Creek potato soup?
Oh man,
Sam's,
it was wonderful.
How good it was.
Yeah.
Well, I was got to thinking, man, some of that would be great. And then we looked at Sam's last week, and they no longer sell that brand anymore.
Did you look on the internet?
Sell that soup. So, yeah. No, sure haven't.
H-E-B.
Bear
down
Creek?
Here in my neck of the woods sells Bear Creek.
Ooh, we have an H-E-B here. They might sell it here, too.
But they sell, I've been looking for, like, their French onion or their onion soup, because you buy it, you know, it comes in the big packages.
Yeah.
And you can use, a couple tablespoons of that to toss into, like, meatloaves and for seasoning and stuff, not just the soup.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to buy the Lipton, onion soup mix or whatever, because they're pretty proud of that.
Yeah, they sure are.
You know, a couple bucks a package. But, guys, I'll look next time I'm there, too, and see if they do have a potato.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. It was just really good. And all you did was you just equal amount of, maybe double the liquid to the soup and kept stirring. Took about 20 minutes. But if you kept stirring, pretty soon you'd have your nice pot of thick potato soup.
Yeah. I've had their tortilla soup, and I've had their some type of a cheddar cheese potato or cheddar cheese something or other. I forget what it was. But everything I've had from them has been fantastic. And you're right. You just open the package, you dump it in the pot, add the water, heat it up, and gosh, you're eating within no time at all.
All right, now, we cooked a ham today, and we cooked what else? Tell us about
it. We did a ham today, and it's a honey-baked ham. We also did the microwave potatoes, and we're doing the banana nut bread, which, I tell you all, the banana nut bread is so easy, it's so good, it's so forgiving. If you put a little too much of this in green here, a little bit of that, you know, it's very forgiving, and it comes out delicious, and everybody loves it. Candace took one to school with her, and it was gone within a matter of seconds.
Imagine.
So I'm hoping we can this one here a little bit.
All right. Now, we're going to do a second hour here in a little bit. Well, actually, quick for you folks who are listening, very quickly.
Real quickly.
Yeah, we'll be back after the break, right?
Yeah, we'll be back after this break. And what are we going to do after the break?
We're going to have a guest chef in the kitchen, y'all. It's my daughter, Skylar. She'll be here making cookies for us.
All right.
And we're going to make...
For sure, y'all, we're going to be doing gingerbread cookies.
And maybe several other kinds.
Maybe also doing a drop cookie. We may be doing... Basically, I've ran off about... I've given her about 7 or 8 options of cookies to do.
All right.
And we'll go from there.
Well, we'll need to do 2 or 3 of them. Maybe we can review the recipes we just did on the second hour. How would that be?
That'd be great.
Because we're out of time, Dale,
sir.
That'd
be great. Or if anybody, too, go to blindmysmart.com, click on Cooking in the Dark. They'll be there.
All right, Dale. We'll see you in just a few minutes on the Blind Like Me show.
On the other side.
Tom Houston and Don Shaw.
Yeah.
And nice to have you with us. Let's have a cold drink and hope for the best.
All right. Let's go for it.
Hang on. I see, said the blind man as he picked up his hammer and saw. Back in a minute with more Cooking in the Dark on Blind Like Me.